Brandon.
And I'm Brandon.
And welcome back to Apollo City Comics on our road to 100 and our third year anniversary. Pretty hyped about that. Well, on this road, not every road is smooth. Roads are bumpy. Roads get chaotic. You have to go over mountains and rocks and boulders. And we've all seen Lord of the Rings. Like, we know what a journey's like. And right now we're trying to cast that ring. But right now we're going through some crap. Like, I'm so sorry. Maximum Carnage. If you heard our part one episode, and we warned everybody at the beginning, we love comic books, and you know, we always recognize some flaws that, you know, we don't personally agree with. But at the end of it, I don't feel like there's been something we've covered that we haven't like wound up loving more than anything else overall, you know, like utter respect for the craft. But Maximum Carnage just isn't that series right now. And it just, it looks cool. But why is Deathlok involved? And you know what? This is the point too, that it starts crossing over with Infinity Crusade. So there's like two giant events going on at once, and people are kind of going in and out of it while still in this event. Like, that whole structure from here on out baffles me. And why is Deathlok in it? Like,
not just that, like, it's one of those things, like, it feels like Marvel's never really changed. This is also right before the comic book industry crash.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, no fucking
way. It's like you see the hints of it, right?
Yeah.
When was the crash? Was it like 97?
I thought it was like 95, so maybe around that, you know, the late 90s.
Whatever, yeah. It was, you know, mid-late 90s. And you kind of see that Marvel's never changed, you know, just event after event, cram every character just because. And the only reason you can have, like, I don't know, Mobius in this is because Sony doesn't have the rights to it yet or something. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, actually, it's... no. Spider-Man, Sony has the rights to Spider-Man and all Spider-Man characters, right?
Yeah, has to at this point, because nobody else is in the MCU. They would have tossed something in there. And with this new movie coming out, it sounds like there's a whole cast. So yeah, I figure it's all Spider-Man characters, like Spider-Man as a whole.
Yeah. Do you think the Let There Be Carnage is going to definitely take a bunch of stuff from this?
See, this is okay. So this is a big reason why we're, you know, hyping it up. Before when we planned things, Let There Be Carnage was going to come out in a few weeks, or next week, I think, after this comes out, but now it's been pushed back like even further. But this is like the recommended reading for Let There Be Carnage. And I'm like, why? Like, the only thing I would recommend from Maximum Carnage so far is the first scene in the very first issue. And that's it. Like, that's as far as I can go. Like, after that, like, I hope the whole movie is radically different. I could see the ending, you know, coming out that way. But, like, what? Like, how? Like, they're not going to introduce... There's way too many characters in this book. There's way, like, there's no reason for 80% of the characters. It should just be Spider-Man, Venom, and Carnage, honestly. And maybe somebody dipping in and out real fast. But this is also like when Death of Superman was going on, I believe. And that's a giant crossover insanity. I want to say so. Check out those dates.
I never read Death of Superman, to be honest with you.
That was like my first Superman graphic novel ever. That was my first Superman story, I want to say.
Let's see.
It's a weird one to pick up on, but...
Yeah, I know, right when he dies.
But it was cool.
I like how I type it in, of course, I get
the movie.
The movie.
I know, that's a bummer about that stuff. I'm glad they didn't call it, like, Maximum Carnage, though, like...
Wow, it is 93. Holy shit. Yeah. So this is like right before it. Yeah. So this is the beginning of the crash, because Death of Superman is the one of the reasons why the crash happened.
Yeah. There you go. And it just sounds like there's too much going on in the MCU. In the Marvel universe at this point. Too many characters, just in too many things. And I think that's why they've really gotten good at singling out just... not making everything so such a team book, you know, just because X-Men is a success, ride that out, you know, and you already probably had like four spinoffs. I'm sure X-Force was going on and whatnot during this time too. But I mean, jumping into this, issue 7, which is back to the Amazing Spider-Man. So I think we're at our solid 5 books overall.
I think some of them were different prices too.
Maybe. I didn't pay attention to the pricing on each one.
Does it give you a price?
Yeah, on a few of them. It mine, does. Yeah. So far, that's Amazing Spider-Man. I opened up again. Let me check this out. I'm curious about that. Because they all feel about the same size as well. So I don't know if they're in length and whatnot. Oh, 175. Spider-Man, yeah, okay, the main title, is 175.
They are. No, Amazing is the main title.
Oh, that was just the Spider-Man. But yeah, Amazing is technically the main title.
Yeah.
But Spectacular is 125. But Amazing is 125 too. Only Spider-Man is the... Which is weird. I don't really know what other... When it's just been Spider-Man. Web of Spider-Man is 125 as well. And of course, we know Spider-Man Ultimate 1 and 2 are like...
$3.95 or some $4 like that.
Man, this is just the same exact thing we've been going over, guys. I'm so sorry. These guys are meeting up. So they're going back to Carnage because he's like kind of tracing his steps at this point, right? Where he's going back to like where he was first made and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Is that what was going on right here?
Yeah, they're like, let's go to like his where he grew up to see if that gives us anything. You know what's pretty cool when you're looking at this page that you don't see as a detail in Venom in the modern day?
What?
I think like the first page where they're all standing there. If you look at Venom, he has the web shooters in his knuckles or the top of his hand.
Oh, yeah. They cut that out.
They don't have that anymore.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, and do they ever clarify if it's still webbing? Like, webbing?
I don't know. I mean, I know his saliva is him, like,
digest. That's how he poops.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't. That's a good question. I think it is. Maybe it never was webbing.
I don't know. I gotta double check. Maybe the Donnie Cates run slowly hints at it. Yeah, or subtly.
Yeah, he does address a lot. So maybe that's just like a fact that's already been addressed or something. It's a good question. But this one, where did it? Yeah, so they're at where he grew up because he was like an orphan and whatnot, the school of boys and whatnot. Cletus Kasady.
Carnage rules.
The classic Carnage rules. Good stuff. And literally, they're just like, nothing's really going on in this entire story. Again, Carnage and his gang are attacking some stuff. You get to see Carrion's powers a bit more now for the first time.
Makes you old.
Yeah. Mary Jane, still pissed. What I need is for Peter to come home. He swore he'd give up being Spider-Man for a while, but instead, he's out fighting a wave of bizarre violence that's sweeping the city, which leaves me, the hero's wife, on my own. Dude, that's straight from the book. That is horrible. Me, the hero's wife.
It's painful. I was, like, almost genuinely pissed at you for making me read this.
I said we should have done it in one episode. Dude, and then Deathlok comes out of nowhere, so...
Yeah, he's like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm a supercomputer.
Yes. What is the point?
Spoiler. I was hacking the Avengers tower mainframe and trying to communicate with you guys with Iron Fist. Oh, yeah, Iron Fist is in this too. Sorry.
Yeah, he hasn't even come out yet, which is, again, why you're just stuffing a character in every single issue just to get more exposure of these characters? I don't know. It baffles me, you know, but you know, some of the art's kind of cool.
Yeah. And then, so this writing, like, it's like, you think it would let up, but it just keeps going. So that let me see, you know how they're like traveling the city and they're trying to stop everybody from like attacking each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. If you go to the part where like they get the guy's handgun and Black Cat kind of like hits his hand with something.
Oh yeah. The
chuck. Yeah. The thing that gets me is, like, what does she say? She's like, you're getting soft-hearted, too. How many people do you think Carnage butchered? And then Venom's like, ooh, aren't you a sassy pussycat? I'm like, oh, my God, this is my painful.
Goodness. Yeah, Venom's speech has never been good, though. Like, when, you know, his first appearance, Eddie Brock was just did not talk right ever. He was just not a cool guy.
He was
just
the big dummy.
Yeah, you never wanted to be Eddie Brock. And even in the Spider-Man video game that we're talking about, the PS1, PC one, based on the animated series, like, Eddie Brock was a loser in that one too. Venom was kind of really goofy until the last, I mean, he's what, character's what, like 30 years old. So I'd say the last like 5 to 10 years, just about.
God, yeah, well, Donny Cates.
Yeah.
Donny Cates, Spider-Man, Donny Cates, Venom, it's...
Gave him a good there's a reason. Voice.
Yeah, there's a reason why that's such a love series, because it, like, revolutionized the character.
And...
But...
So, okay, Deathlok comes in, Deathlok gets his ass kicked right away. So, like, within, like, his 10 pages that Deathlok was introduced, he's already been captured. He already got, like, attacked by Shriek. And
he got attacked by the doppelganger's crotch, basically.
Yeah.
If you look at that one panel where he, like, wraps his legs around him.
Oh, my gosh. Carnage looks dope as always. You can't really mess that up. Like, oh, and they're getting the sonic gun from
Reed Richards.
Reed Richards, yeah. Oh, hey, speaking of which, did you read Spider Shadow number 5 yet?
Spider? No, I didn't. Why?
Dude, it was a good final issue. The Chip Zdarsky stuff. The What If comic right now.
I gotta get Life Story still.
You don't have Life Story?
I was gonna read it by the issue, but so part of me was like, ah, I'll just get the trade because... Let me see if it's expensive.
No, it's not expensive. Be-
oh, it's like 18 bucks. 30 bucks for a hardcover. I'm kind of down with that.
Yeah, that's nice. It's worth it. Hell yeah, it's worth it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. Well, part of me was like, this feels like something I want in a hardcover.
Oh yeah, I can see that. I actually had the Decade issues, so I kind of just stuck with those. But sorry to stray off, because this nothing's happening. Oh, that's the end of the issue.
Oh, wait, Firestar. That's the other character.
Oh, my God. And Firestar. After he was just like, good luck. I think it's going to be pretty hard to get her. And she's like, what's up, everybody? And she was like, oh, wow, you actually came. It's like awkward had some, I mean, Peter had some awkward stuff going on with her. And he's like, oh, I didn't think you'd show up. Cool. So let's go, I guess. He's all weird about it.
I know, right?
But dude, that's the whole issue. Like, nothing happened. Literally, we were introduced to three characters that did not need to be there. Deathlok, Firestar has some significance, I guess.
Well, because they need fire to fight the symbiotes, but she, like, Human Torch wasn't available. But then you find out she's like not cut out for it, kind of thing. And you're like, okay, what was the fucking point?
Part 8, I really love the cover for it because I love seeing the symbiote like getting shot off of him.
No more Mr. Nice Venom.
Except for that just killed it.
Right. Dude, can you imagine being like a teenager in 93? Like, oh boy, can't wait to go freaking, you know.
No wonder kids were made fun of for liking comics back then. Like,
I know, right? Jesus Christ.
But this is really what people like are being exposed to for the most part. You know what I mean? For this being a recommended reading, people are gonna be like, Maximum Carnage, this is like my first Spidey Carnage like comic book. And then they're gonna read it and be like, this is, look it, in this, on the double page spread, Black Cat isn't even colored. She's white. Is she white in yours too? Like completely white?
Are you talking about the J. Jonah Jameson thing?
Whip.
Hold on, show me on your camera.
Let me show you this.
Yeah, she looks like that.
She's white, like completely white.
Well, let me see again. It's...
Oh, I already positioned it. But I mean, she's like, her skin is pale.
Like, oh yeah, skin... no, she's pale in this too.
Why is she pale? Like, what's up with this coloring? Like,
I don't know. I told you the colors.
Yeah.
The coloring feels washed out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, especially in this issue. This is like the most prominent one. Like, JJ looks horrible. You know, these panel layouts, they really do get confusing at some points too. Like the way the bubbles flow. Did you ever like have a hard time being like, how, which direction?
It was more of like they get cluttered. They just...
Yeah. Well, also they, like, when you do tall panels and then you have dialogue at the very top and at the bottom, and then you switch to the very top, that always kind of throws me off. I feel like...
Well, the other thing they do is that's weird is like, okay, so take... let me see. So take this page where right after that spread where they're talking about... where Spider-Man's like, but won't you like what we have to say?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. first of all, the top half of the page is these horizontal panels. You got one that's like really big and one that's like small, but you have the big panel trying to utilize the space with words, and you're still trying to like fill in space with the smaller one. And then you kind of make them vertical, which is fine, but then you do this weird like thing with negative space where Black Hat is kind of sitting in like this
weird void
behind the panel.
Yeah.
And the thing is, in comics, yeah, you're supposed to have the, you know, the word balloons fill a certain space. But these panels feel like they're literally trying to fill the entire space that a character is not residing in.
And, you know, also, and look at the next page over. The panel with JJ talking, and then you have Venom and Cloak, like, that you...
chilling there?
Why isn't that just, like, a one shot of them in that room? Like, why are you cutting that into two panels? Or, you know, if it's like that, there's room for Venom, I guess, to say something. But you go from JJ talking to again JJ talking, and now he's addressing Spidey and Black Cat. It's not going anywhere. It's not doing anything. Like, literally, the panels do not add up into... like, why is that second panel there? You know what I mean? Why?
And then you got Firestar thinking to herself.
Yeah, like, that's just stuffed in. Like, as if you just have to put her somewhere. And then you change locations at the bottom of the page. Like, it doesn't really... I don't know. I guess the bottom and part then, is, like, more of a cliffhanger because you... I don't know, actually. What is the point of this whole part?
Flash Thompson comes in and saves the day.
Yeah. But see, none of that... It doesn't work. You know what I mean? It's just... the way everything flows, you kind of, like, hiccup and you skip.
Everything's abrupt.
Yeah.
This page especially, okay, so like, wrong place to play, kids. It's like, all right, sure, Flash is that is Flash, right?
Yeah, it's Flash.
Yeah, he just walks around in a tank top because it's the 90s. And like, again with the panels, like you have the top one, and then you have these two that are like sitting on top of the panel in the middle, but then that panel is like under the ones on the bottom.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, how do I explain this? Like, you have this panel that's kind of like the backdrop, and then you're trying to have these other panels that are like the foreground, right? Or not the foreground, but like in front, so they kind of have more significance on the page in a way. And it's like the other big one that's behind them is kind of in the background.
You know, I can see how this would work out if there was less dialogue on the page, but you're having to read so much that look how many punches are being thrown here. This, you know, the very top panel, you have him flying across to punch him, and then you have two punches going on. You have at least two more on the third panel. The fourth one, dude, there's three, thoom, so crash, whack. Like, that's three movements going on right there. And then we're paused, and that's where you could fill in some dialogue because it's paused now. Like, they're not moving, but they're moving so much, and they're also saying kind of way too much in those movements.
Yeah, when you fight, do you go Thompson and the Parkers are friends of family punks?
Yes, like, look how long it took you to say that. Thompson and the Parkers are friends of family punks. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Who's gonna say that mid-punch?
There's still three of us left against the one lousy tough guy.
It's so ridiculous. It's just, it's too much, and it's drives me crazy. You know, honestly, yeah, when you turn the page,
it gets exhausting.
Yeah, that's the thing. It wears you out, like. And you're not enjoying, like, the quick action. Everything feels so slow. You know, one thing they did do right, though, when we get to this whole Carnage scene next, I like the use of, like, the yellows for the flashbacks.
Yeah, I mean, the red and the yellows are, like, a weird contrast to have, but they do pop.
Yeah, it seems eerie, you know what I mean? It feels uncomfortable, yeah. You know? So I can get that. But you know what? Or is this just bad coloring? Never mind. You turn the page, dude. All the yellows are now everywhere. Like, dude, Cloak has, like, yellow in them. Firestar, the background, the smoke has yellow. Dude, Black Cat is still pale. She's the same color as her gloves. And then look at Deathlok. Nothing's even colored. It's just yellow and red. So, okay, maybe that's not intentional. Maybe that's just, like, kind of quick, rushed coloring.
It also looks faded.
Super faded. Super faded.
Yeah, and then boom, Iron Fist.
Because look at all this detail in freaking Deathlok, and then you turn the page back, none of that's there. There's no silver or anything. It's just very implied. But yeah, fucking Iron Fist. What the hell is... And Iron Fist... Deathlok has done nothing. Deathlok arrived, he got captured, and he's been rescued.
Got his ass kicked.
He got his ass kicked, and then he was captured, and now he's getting rescued. Like, he has done nothing in this story so far. He is just there.
Just like Iron Fist. He comes to save Deathlok. Oh, I can point this out to you. Oh my god, dude. I wanted to talk to you about this because I thought it was hilarious. So, the page after where you have the building like falling down and Carnage is kind of like midair.
Uh-huh.
Check this out. Why is Carnage thick as hell? And second of all...
Yeah, for reals. That symbiote.
The symbiote. Damn, Cletus. Apparently Carnage got that dump truck.
When he was making his outfit, he was just like, wait, just a little thicker down there. Because he's a skinny white boy. That dude's like straight up like pale. And he reminds me of like an uglier Michael McConaughey in True Detective.
Uglier Michael McConaughey?
In True Detective, how he's all skinny.
But they're giving Carnage some cheeks here. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, thickened up.
But, and then the scrakoom, it looks like it's just a fart coming out his ass.
Oh my gosh, that placement is horrible,
right? All I'm saying is Woody Harrelson better be thick as hell in this movie.
Damn, I lost video there for a second.
Oh no,
but I get it, that out.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah. Wait, say it again so we can start, like...
I said Woody Harrelson better be just as thick.
Dude, for reals, I'm actually pretty hyped for the stills we've seen. I think it'll be a dope-looking Carnage, I'm not gonna lie.
You know what's crazy is he's 60 years old.
Yeah. And, like, it's gonna be... I think he'll be creepy about it. And he is
amazing actor.
Yeah. Okay,
anyways,
so...
yeah, so Carnage has, like, a massive fart with his thick cheeks.
And then it's just the typical battle stuff. And then we bring in the ray gun. The ray gun doesn't work. And it's kind of a shock. But then Firestorm, right? That's her name?
Firestar.
There you go. She shoots him down with the heat. Dude, Morbius has to come into play for a moment. Dude, Clarion is pale. Look at this. The coloring. There's no coloring. Like, it's literally, like, missing.
He literally looks like that. I mean, isn't he like decay or something? I don't know.
Well, even like the rags on him are the same color, and it's like Black Cat, again, not colored at all. I don't know. It's kind of sad. Domino looks pretty poor on the next page.
You know what gets me with this is one thing I know, something was throwing me off of Venom in this, and I realized what it was. Mm. It was the teeth.
How so?
They are too, how should I say, like, Let me look at Venom real quick. The teeth, to me, with Venom, they need to be, like, more jagged and kind of, like, crooked, I feel like. And kind of, like, everywhere.
Really? I don't like them when they're, like, spread out.
I'm not saying they need to be spread out necessarily. Like, here, let me. I just found this random image online. Let me see. Damn it. It's not. Well, you know what I mean? Like, the teeth kind of need to be a little, like, everywhere. These are, like, almost too perfect, and they look small for how they typically look.
I gotta find a picture of it myself, but there's a version of, I want to even say it's a Sam Keith Venom, that I just don't dig, because I'd rather have them, like, kind of straighter teeth. Okay, so let me see if I can find which issue this is. This is the Venom I do not like. Look up Spider-Man Special Edition, The Trial of Venom.
Images. Oh, no, no, I'm not talking about that. That's, no, I don't like that.
Oh, okay, all right.
No, I'm thinking, like, that's a good example. This is a good example. Let me see if I can send you the URL. There we go. Let me send that to you.
Oof. Okay, this issue gripe me too. Part 9. Let me check out this link. I'll post this up too so you guys know what the hell we're talking about. Da da da. Yeah, I could kind of get that. Like slightly off, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like Perfect Teeth Venom.
Okay,
that's just me.
I see what you mean there. I was thinking of a much more extreme. I want to say it was even Eric Larson that maybe did that wrong. I could be totally wrong too. If he even did Venom, but I think that's the one I'm thinking.
No, about. I thought he did because he drew Spider-Man.
Right.
Pretty sure he did Venom as well.
I think that's
the one
I didn't.
Yeah, he did. That's the one where he looks weird.
Okay, then that's the one I'm thinking of too. That was just
I'm not a fan of it either. Sorry, Eric Larson, if you ever hear this.
Yeah. But hey, you know, to each their own, you know. But part 9, Spectacular Spider-Man. Alright, so this one is pretty pisses me off, because you know what? I have a really big pet peeve about one thing in a comic book, and I don't know how you feel about it, but alright, flipping through the first few pages, because nothing's happening. It's gonna be another battle. It doesn't really go anywhere. But a few pages in, when you have to turn a book sideways, like not even in like a fun Vertigo comic, Sandman, kind of like trippy artwork type of way, but the fact that I have to turn the book fucking sideways to read this page pisses me off. Like it genuinely, if there's one thing I hate in a comic book, is having to do this. Like rotating my book just to read a page that could have either been a two-page splash or like just, you know, condensed and whatnot. And it's crazy because this page probably has the least amount of words out of any page in like the series so far. But I don't know. I don't know how you feel about it, but that's like a personal just pet peeve of mine.
I don't mind it as long as it like it's not too intrusive on the experience, if that makes sense.
I feel like it just always is. I haven't found a proper way. Certain independent stuff, I can expect it because that's just the tone of the book. But like there's a Batman Superman series, I want to say, and like whole issues read that way. Just
there's
sideways.
I want to say the Changing Woman, or was it Changing Girl? I forget which one. Where you choose your own adventure thing, where you spin a pencil and you have to rotate the book.
Oh, that's,
to like
see that's like understandable. Read. That's I could get that, but like just like a random page.
Yeah, like oh, let's try this, guys.
Yeah, why are you fucking with this? Like, why? Like, what's the purpose behind it?
I was going to say, the thing that bugged me with this issue was the way they drew Black Cat's face. Look at the part where they start fighting and, like, it zooms in, like, one panel of her face.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, this one wasn't my favorite one either. And, again, just Mary Jane is just whining this entire issue. We're 9 issues in, and she's still crying about this crap. But oh,
still
you
smoking cigarettes.
You find out that Chloe created Shriek, supposedly. That's like the darkness she looked into and how she turned and whatnot. Okay, so
bit his hand to get out. So if you want to know his weakness, you just bite his hand.
Yes. This is the issue that he was telling Firestar to kill Carnage, and he was just like. He's like, no, we gotta do it. You gotta do it. You gotta kill him. And then like it's Peter. Like 5 seconds later, he's like, Firestar, I was wrong. You've gotta stop. In the name of God, stop. And like, dude, I hate how Venom looks in the very bottom panel.
Oh, stop.
Stop. Yeah, he's just like they literally treat him and the doppelganger, Spider-Man, like dogs. So
basically,
also all of these are just like close-ups. There's like almost no landscape except for 2 bushes and a tree. And then the majority of the panels are just face close-ups, except for these like little battle ones right here. But like these 2 down here are just Carnage and Venom's face just taking up a whole panel. Like why?
Yeah.
Why is that What's that
get
doing?
It? Because they're looking opposite directions.
I do like this page. How it shows a symbiote running off of him with a Shriek's ray gun.
It's like almost like melting.
Yeah. That I could get. That's cool. It's a nice progression. It's always fun stuff. But, dude, look at this. A 12-panel page. Interesting.
I know. Like, you know what's funny is the 9-panel grid was made, like, popular by Steve Ditko.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like a dense panel page has always been a thing for Spider-Man ever since then.
Oh, I could understand that. Maybe I could read more classic Spidey. Maybe that's, like, a lesson to myself right there.
Yeah, there you go.
And then guess what? We're introduced to Captain fucking America. So another character added to this
roster. His
tiny
six pack.
Yeah, dude, check this out. It's the smallest, like...
superhero six pack ever.
All right, we're going to blast through this one. All right, so literally this entire issue, issue 10, Web of Spider-Man, is like, again...
SA City?
SA City.
Just literally words everywhere.
But then you go into Deathlok and find out that him and Iron Fist are like hacking into Avengers... computer systems to like communicate with them, and you're like, what? Also, I think this is the one that ties into, it has the note that ties into like Infinity Crusade.
Infinity War? No, I thought it was Infinity War.
Infinity War? Okay, I'm not too sure where.
I'll find it. Give me a second. Let me see.
Oops. But then the artwork.
Oh, there goes Nightcrawler or whatever. Not Nightcrawler. What was his name?
It's not Nighthawk.
He's Spawn. That's what
he
is.
Yeah, he's Spawn. He's essentially Spawn. That's it to the T, dude. Like the face design. I don't know how that wasn't like. Well, I mean, Todd's proven he's thought of Spawn since he was a kid. But like, it's just one of those things. It's a Gene Simmons face ripoff.
I do think it's cool the idea of Carnage like kidnapping Venom and torturing him.
Yeah, I thought that was. I thought things were gonna get cool around this time because of that, but that's as far as it gets.
10 issues in?
Yeah. Well, dude.
I like how they're... Oh, go ahead.
Mary Jane's still panicky about Peter.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, I like how they stress so much about the cigarette thing.
Yeah, they put it every time she's just by the window and with like, and then in next issues, she's like putting them out in an ash can and whatnot. Okay, and then Spidey goes and does like a side mission in the middle of all this after he ditched everyone because the whole killing aspect really just wore him out, and he was just like, I can't do this killing thing, like I messed up, guys, this isn't who I am, I need to stop all this. So he goes to see Mary Jane, and then he's like, no, I am Spider-Man, and he saves some people at like the police station that's been overrun and whatnot, while Spawn is now in the picture. Like, they don't even introduce this character. Nobody knows who he is. Nobody.
Yeah, well, despite the potential dangers of my cursed costume.
So ridiculous. And then that's issue 10. Like, nothing happened. All that happened was that we were introduced to Spawn.
We're going to piss someone off that's like, loves this comic so much.
I know. I feel so bad, too. But it's like, what can you... This could have been condensed in 6 issues, I swear.
I'm trying to find this guy's name.
So, issue... Part 11. Gosh, dude. Okay, so, again, this... We have Deathlok on the cover. We have Captain America on the cover. Iron Fist and Spidey with Venom and Carnage.
I will say, if it was a different, nothing against the artist, but I think if it was like Ryan Otley, just putting that out there, if he did something like a cover like this.
Oh, dude.
No, not Ryan Otley. Stegman.
Ryan Stegman?
Yeah, Stegman.
Oh, dude, that would look beautiful. His Carnage and everything looks astonishing. He really was like... He made Venom look cooler than he's ever looked.
No, his Spider-Man in Absolute Carnage. Yes. That was
so good.
Nobody was talking about that.
He was on Spidey for such a long time. It's crazy how this is the series that like really shed some light on him. But Stegman's been, I forget how long he's been in the game before really just like taking off with this series.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, this is just another fight. Like, every issue is just a fight that goes nowhere. And then, you know, Morbius, the sun's coming up. So, Spawn dips out with Morbius, to take care of him. And he's like, that's both
Spawn.
this is the issue that's annoying. Dude, I'm just gonna blast through this. This entire next, like, how many panels is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 panels. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 11 panels. 22 panels in the course of 2 pages is just way too much. Dude, I hate how everyone's in like the havoc mode, like, you know, wreaking havoc everywhere.
Oh my god, the thing that kills me with this issue is like, citizen, stop hurting people. And they're like, oh my god, you're right.
And that's like the bulk of those, that entire purpose. It does nothing.
What's up with the guy with the nunchucks out of nowhere though?
Yes, like.
And then the guy stealing a, oh dude, this gets me every time. 10 megs of RAM and 80 meg hard drive.
Oh my gosh.
Why shouldn't I take it? I deserve. And then he says, Lego. Get your own.
Hey, you're deadlocked. I heard you were actually going to computers. Wow.
And then the guy with the nunchucks, I've been picked on my whole life. And then Iron Fist shows up because, of course, you know, he's the martial arts guy.
Yeah, so. Of course. That's so ridiculous. I'm skipping over all that. Dude, the girl's going to throw her kids over, and then she's like, Spidey.
Does one of her kids look like someone that's like they're like 15, but the size of a 2-year-old?
Oh my god, right? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. This entire thing, like, what has Deathlok done? Okay, Deathlok was, again, just, he saved a kid, and that's about it, and he got webbed up again. Like, oh, this is where we find out that homegirl comes back.
Yeah, she's like, I was manifested.
Part 11 is when Mary Jane finally gets it, dude. They saved us all. I was wrong. Win or lose, trying is what counts. It is worth it. What's that, Mary Jane? Oh, nothing yet, May. It's because she finally gets, Spidey at least trying to help people is great. God, this whole issue was pointless. So pointless. Because you know what? The next issue is the same scene. It's all one giant scene. This is now the news report of what we were just seeing with this horrible coloring. It's all grayed out. And
it's supposed to be the newscasters, okay?
Yeah, it's supposed to be. It's, again, Peter's dad looking like
being an asshole.
Yes, like, I do like this full page splash of Carnage. I get it.
I'm telling you, man, a Carnage like torturing Venom.
Oh, these next few pages are actually really good. Just symbiote, like, wiggliness everywhere. We love that. But then Carnage is kind of a wuss, you know what I mean? He was like, I was winning! And that's how you leave him.
Dude, I love how in this one page, Captain America's got the most ripped thighs ever, and then he just shoves that guy aside.
Yeah, for real, huh? Deathlok move! He's just like, literally this is still the same mob scene we were in last issue. Like, this, nothing has changed. They're surrounded by people and now they're just overcome and they gotta escape.
And then what's up with the, why is Iron Fist religious? Go deep into the center, into the stillness of God.
I know it's all bad, but, and it takes Cloak this entire time. He's still building up to something, but what's he doing is the thing that was hinted towards in issue whatever 2 or 3. Carnage, this whole Carnage scene, kind of pointless. Again, just all of them watching the madness, nothing's happening. He beats his kid. So he's a misogynistic serial killer that also beats his kid.
He's a child beater.
Yeah, he's a child beater.
Well, he does say right there, I'm Carnage, that's who I am.
And then Dagger comes back, right? Yeah, Dagger. Yeah. I always feel like her name is something else because Dagger doesn't seem to fit her life.
Another over-sexualized costume design.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Just like cleavage. Purely cleavage. That's all that's showing. It's just the top of her boobs. So this, finally, issue 13 is when stuff starts to kind of happen. Dagger comes back and, oh no, this is stupid. She tries to have everyone see the light. And there is this line in here. It's a few pages in. I'm just kind of flipping through it right now. But it's something about like, oh, it's at the very end of the issue. We'll point it out. But like they don't succeed. And she's like, I didn't succeed. The light didn't pull through or something. And it's just so ridiculous. Her whole power. And Deathlok just firing off this giant body ray.
Where is that? Let me see if I can find it.
His entire purpose in this series is a mystery to me.
You mean he's useless?
Completely.
And then you have that moment in the issue where Spider-Man's just standing in the middle of the street because apparently everybody cleared New York immediately.
Yeah. Look at the buildings don't even have texture to them.
Oh, man. Painful.
But, you know, they use that giant ray thing. You'll see it right now. Over on...
Oh, there you go. That's what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, giant super chest ray. Over on Carnage. And that fuck-a-thoom, that full-page splash for no reason.
And look at the way Carnage looks like with the symbiote like coming off of him. It looks so badly done.
It looks like it's like the first layout. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's like it's the sketch.
Mm-hmm. And then I think it's kind of funny how he has like the mouth open, like when he's all defeated and whatnot.
It feels like, you know what it feels like? They copy and pasted it.
Yeah, literally for both those panels, huh?
I think it feels like that at least.
And then Spidey's like, he's gone. This whole thing. And then you turn the page and it's like, oh, no, he's not.
He's like, hello, yeah. I'm in a pond. I'm like, what?
Yes, just comes out of nowhere. Okay, I guess that issue doesn't do anything. So you really could read Spider-Man Unlimited 1 and 2 and skip everything else.
Well, let's see. And then you get to the final showdown and then Venom's just kicking his ass and then Venom's like, screw you. And then you got Spawn and Mobius hanging out. And MJ is still worried. She's like, she's at the hospital all of a sudden.
Yeah, how'd she know to go to the hospital?
Yeah, and then Carnage is there.
Because, okay, Spidey's ribs are still busted. Look how much he's done. Well, I guess, you know, Venom did crack him again. But, like, that's his one weakness, is Spidey's ribs. That's, like, how do you go 14 issues and that's, like, your only injury is your ribs?
I will say, the cool thing in this issue, if you go back a couple pages to when they're fighting, how Venom, like, rips his face off.
Ooh. Let me go back to that real fast.
It's right before... Dude, that's... See, like... Imagine that with, like, a little bit more, like, violence to it.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if it, like, ripped some skin off or something.
Dude, and then they go back to Spawn and Morbius. And it's like, they're just lurking. And they're like, well, I guess we might be enemies next time we meet. And he's like, yeah, maybe. Oh, man. It's just, like, he's going back to his prison. Like, literally, this last issue just goes on an entire runaround. Like, literally, they're just chasing each other. Nothing is going on. Spidey sees his dad again, and...
MJ says the face of Tiger, he hit the jackpot. Because she's like, I get it. Even though we've talked about this a million times.
And MJ got thick out of nowhere. Like, out of nowhere. Look at this shot compared to the ones we saw earlier with her in the tank top. Go view that in issue 2 or 3, like... Oh, man. And, okay, so then this whole thing with Carnage throws me off, too, because now he's, like...
Crazy.
Seeing the light, kind of, and it's making him, like, go back and revisit his origins, and he's seeing his ghosts and everything. But, like, how... I don't know, it's stupid, because I feel like, you know, we were already here, for one. They've already gone to this place. It was pointless. Mary Jane is again in lingerie. Black Cat is feeling useless. Like, they're literally just chasing Carnage around. They're not... That's an entire series. Is them beating him up for
And then what's
seconds.
Up with this... Why is Venom, like, oversized all of a sudden?
Yeah, super oversized. Now he looks like enraged Venom, you know what I mean? Like, all maxed out. And then his Spidey... the legs have, like, extra squigglies on it.
Yeah. Did they explain that? I don't remember seeing that.
No, that just comes out. Like, this is just how they drew it for this one. It's just, it's wildly inconsistent. And, of course, you know, they toss Spidey and he happens to be at the Osborn's gravesite. Oh, dude, this is going to piss you off. When Black Cat comes into the battle when they're at the cemetery. Look at that entrance. Like, that is over-sexualized.
They made it even more revealing.
More revealing. And just, like, bust. Pure bust.
Hey, man, they're trying to make those sales, all right?
And then they, like, make her costume, like, smaller and tighter in every shot after that. Spakoom!
Yeah, and What's confusing is, like, okay, they just beat his ass, and then, like, that's it. And then, oh, look at that, the Avengers are conveniently back in town.
Yeah, and they have a, what is it, a stasis container. And then they just walk away. So that's Maximum Carnage, and it really pisses me off. I'm not gonna lie. It's upsetting, it's frustrating, it goes nowhere. It's a giant goose chase. It literally just, it does nothing for any of the characters at all.
Yeah, and I just feel like we just complained this whole episode constantly.
I know,
every page.
It was like tiring, and I'm so sorry if you're still listening to this, but like it's tiring because you're just like, you want it to be good and you know what
it
could be.
When you suggested it, I was like, oh, I'm finally gonna read it, because exactly. It was always like on the, you know, the back burner.
I've kind of waited for like the right moment to be like, so I can, you know, I get to read like this epic, I mean, kind of a legendary series that defined, that I thought defined Carnage. And I thought, like, did a lot for the character.
Psych, you thought.
And that was my mistake.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, it's disappointing because, like, I'm pretty sure we were talking about how, like, nostalgia would make this series, like, so amazing. Because if you read it when you were, like, 5, you would have been like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I guess it very much is. Like, I, okay, you know, good perspective. If you're a kid, if you're in elementary school, and this is one of your first Spidey stories, and you want to see Spider-Man and Venom in a non-violent way, well, I don't know if I want my kid reading about, like, Carnage, who's, like, beating, like, Streak and telling her not to think.
Beating his girlfriend and child, practically.
Yeah, like, it's counterintuitive at that point, so that's okay, but you can't show a little blood, like...
Yeah, just, I don't know. The comics code, censoring in America is weird, and the comics code just ruined comics too.
Yeah, I think that's like what you said at the beginning of last episode.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of things going on in this book that were working against it. This is post-Image, comics code,
yes.
Dated writing and art in certain ways. So it's like, I don't know. It's just one of those things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I read it just so I know now, though. I'll give
it
that.
I'm glad I read it, too, but goddamn, it was such a pain. Everybody's just like, why do they keep complaining? We shouldn't have read it.
I know, but you can't just stop, either. You know what I mean? Like, you got to complete the story. You got to finish
it. Well, I started it, and I was like, all right, I'm going to see this through.
So what we'll do is we'll try to read, maybe we will toss an Absolute Carnage and compare the two, and just see how much those 5 issues are compared to these 14 issues.
14, you know what you could have done? I'll lay it out for you right now. I won't even have to overthink it. Issue 1, Carnage breaks out and he goes on a rampage. Issue 2, Spider-Man's like, oh shit, and tries to stop him, gets his ass kicked. Issue 3, he gets like Black Cat and Venom to help him, and then they go and fight him. Issue 4, Carnage puts the city in like a crazy, you know, whatever, making everybody violent. Issue 5, Spawn shows up and says, I got the answer. And then issue 6, they all work together and stop him. Boom, 6 issues.
And if you want to do 7, you just make it like a crazy-ass fight with repercussions, and then 7's like the follow-up.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go, 7. Why was it 14? Why the fuck was that 14 issues?
Money, that's why. And why 14 issues for 5 different series? So that means each series, one of them didn't get... A second title or third title.
We blasted through the last 4 so much. For those who are watching, sorry about the little camera hiccups there, but you know what? I haven't done a commentary in a long time, so I wasn't prepared.
Yeah, we came back swinging.
Yeah. Not real. Like, not even my camera wanted to record these 14 issues. They're just like, all right.
Yeah.
It's the same picture of Carnage and Venom over and over, and that's the only reason why you like it.
And we're just like, this shit sucks. Episode done.
But thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with something spectacular.
It's going to be amazing.
So watch out for our sensational, trip to Orlando coming up. So we'll do a follow-up episode about our little adventures there. Check out the Instagram for some live videos and some cool things while we do that with the boys, or the boy. Comrade,
yeah.
Future Side Talk.
I know, right? It's going to be the ultimate experience.
Yes. But until then, we will see you on the road to 100.
Made your own theme song.
All right. Thanks for hanging, man.
Thanks for having me.